Chiefs right-handed pitcher Patrick Gallet here with us ahead of Game 2 between the Chiefs and the Timber Rattlers here this week in Peoria. Patrick, nice to have you with us here after recording your first win last night with the Chiefs here in High A, couple of innings. How did it feel last night to get that accomplishment?
It felt really good. It felt good to be out there for two innings and get outs and help this team win the game.
And then for you, looking a little bit back at your upbringing and getting introduced into the game of baseball, you grew up in Biloxi, went to high school there, and the funny thing is, obviously, playing the Brewers here this week, and their AA affiliate is Biloxi. Did you make it to many of those Shuckers games, or how much of that team was kind of represented in town?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a few when I was younger. It was a fairly new team, so I think when I was around, like, 12, they got established there, but it was a cool environment to be in.
Do you remember any names that came through that you might have watched?
Josh Hader.
Okay.
I watched him when he was a starter down there. Other than that, not many.
Sure.
That's fair. And then ended up at Ole Miss. I actually checked it out last summer. Awesome area, awesome campus. That baseball field is really stunning. Yeah. What was that overall experience like for you? I know you redshirted 1 year, got a couple of years of experience there.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought our coaching staff was good. We had a new addition my last year in Joel Mangrum. He made a tremendous benefit on my career, and he was a good person to have in my corner, I mean, along with everybody else on the staff. But I enjoyed it. The place is awesome.
Yeah. And I know you probably didn't get to pitch as much as you would have liked innings-wise. I know you threw about 11 innings there across the two seasons that you played in. But what did that teach you from an attitude perspective as far as, you know, when you do get that opportunity or when you are going to throw, making the most of it in a very competitive SEC nature and at Ole Miss itself?
I mean, I'd just say just keep going. I just kind of got bought into the process of, you know, I can't control when I pitch or how much I pitch, but I can control what I do on a daily basis and just stay to that. And obviously there are opportunities and times, and I just need to make the best of them.
And it's like here in Peoria, I mean, you're going to throw some days and then other days you're taking care of other things. Maybe it's the conditioning, maybe it's the lifting. I guess how was that approach factored into the college days versus here in the professional world so far?
I mean, I think it's pretty actually close to one another, I would say, especially during the season. I mean, it's really taking care of it. Go at it with everything you have for that day, because, I mean, that's about the only thing you can control, and just get it done and do what you need to do.
Sure. 17th round picked by the Red Sox, and it's been a kind of pretty whirlwind start to the season for you, because you're with the Red Sox, and then you end up getting traded to fill out that Sonny Gray trade last minute, and it happened to be on your birthday.
Yeah.
What was that experience like when you found out as you're trying to celebrate your 22nd?
I mean, it was kind of weird, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm excited for the opportunity over here, though. The Boston was cool, but, you know, I'm just excited to be here.
Sure. And then a few weeks down in Palm Beach and then getting the promotion here to Peoria, how have you balanced not only what you're taking care of off the field and trying to maneuver everywhere, but then coming out on the mound and performing in a way that I'm sure you've liked so far, especially with the win last night?
Like I said earlier, just staying to my routines and do what I do best and just stay to that and don't try and do too much.
Sure. Last one for you. With this Chiefs squad that you've had a few days or a week or two to mingle with, what have you liked so far about the vibe of this team and then these games at Dozer Park here?
The guys are awesome. I mean, they've kind of taken me in a little bit, especially being new to the organization as a whole. I mean, the coaches are good. They take care of me. So, I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far.
Sure. Patrick Gallet here with us here on the Chiefs pregame show. First pitch is coming up. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.